We come today to the great conclusion of John chapter 6. What we just heard is both beautiful and challenging, and it is certainly very relevant for all of us. For the past Sundays, we've been reading different sections from this important chapter, in which we've heard again the discourse of the bread of life. And these weeks have been, hopefully, a journey towards greater devotion to the great gift of the Eucharist, but hopefully as well a journey towards greater conversion to some real change of heart. And today's readings clearly move us to reflect about that. St. Paul said today in the second reading, "This is a great mystery, but I speak in reference to Christ and the Church. The mystery of love to the end, of that total self-gift of Christ to us, of that love without condition, that is expressed in the love of husband and wife, is then the mystery of the love between Christ and the Church." We need to understand well what that means, and what that means for each one of us, whether we're married or not. A doctor of the Church said that each soul is in some way the Church in its fullness. Because of our baptism, each one of us is, as someone else said, a church in miniature. So the great mystery of that intense and total love is therefore in the end the mystery of the love between Christ and each one of us. Christ loves us to the end. He doesn't love just a building, an organization. He loves us, each one of us, with that passionate, total love. The cross shows us that love again and again, and the Eucharist brings that love to us every single day. The question is then, how do we respond to that love? It might be that sometimes we can get tired of this kind of question, of this kind of statement. Of course, we know God loves us to the end, but can we actually love Him? Can we actually love Him as we should? We might feel at times that we are destined to be second-class disciples because we just cannot be as good as we would like to be. We cannot do the good things that we see other fellow Catholics do. Certainly, we cannot do the great things that the saints did. But what does God want from us? Specifically, in a very concrete way, what does God actually expect from each one of us when He loves us in this intense, infinite, passionate way? St. Bernard, whose feast we celebrated a couple of days ago, has a great answer. And he says this: when God loves, all He desires is to be loved in return. The sole purpose of His love is to be loved. The only thing that God wants from us is our love. God is not expecting some crazy, impossible, constant, extraordinary acts of virtue. He's not demanding just mechanical practices, routines. He wants our love. This is within our reach. This is good news. He wants our love, a personal and sincere love, an unconditional love, that kind of love that a spouse hears coming as a permanent promise in the wedding vows. I promise to be faithful to you in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health, to love you and to honor you all the days of my life. The invitation to love God in this way naturally becomes a challenge, a challenge that we hear today in the words of Joshua. If it does not please you to serve the Lord, decide today whom you will serve. And then in the gospel, we heard that when most disciples were just leaving Jesus because they did not like what he was saying, the Lord turned to the 12 and asked them, "Do you also want to leave?" Jesus was willing to take the risk of remaining alone, rather than changing the truth just to keep around people who really didn't love him. Now, we love him, and that's why we're here. But the Lord is asking us today, can you love me more? Can we actually give him not most of our time and of our dreams, most of our heart, but can we give him everything? Can we give him our whole heart, all our desires and plans? Well, probably no one here would even consider leaving Jesus completely. If we're honest, we recognize that at times, as in the first reading, it doesn't please us to serve the Lord. We have our own preferences and attachments and our views and our dreams. So he's saying, decide today whom you will serve. And we say with Peter, "Lord, to whom shall we go?" The response to Christ's total love and to today's problems is actually simple. It is just the desire and the commitment to try to love God more. What a church really needs, what the world really needs, is that, a commitment, a movement of love, of deeper conversion, individuals, families, and parishes that want just that, above anything else, to love Christ more and more every day, to grow in holiness, so that we can overcome evil with good. And so, if I may, as your pastor, I would like to make mine the words of Joshua and say on your behalf, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. We will not waste our time and energies anymore by being so distracted and so worried and so bitter about so many things that are happening, that people say, that other people do. Rather, we, because we want to serve the Lord, we will focus on just that, trying to love Jesus Christ more, which means trying to pray more and in a deeper way every day, being better friends among ourselves, being more charitable at home, at work, everywhere, serving and caring for the needy, reaching out to those who do not know Christ. We will serve the Lord, for only he has words of eternal life. I invite you now to spend some time and pray in silence, and hopefully to renew your own commitment now, here, to love Christ more and to serve him with your whole heart.